Coaching session 20, passion and purpose. I don't care about these anymore. You shouldn't either. Forget them. Books abound on the topics. Bloggers love to write more drivel about them. What's your why? Find your purpose. Chase your passion. Now, I confess, I used to do that. In fact, there's a fellow named Simon Sinek. He wrote a book entitled Finding Your Why or What's Your Why. And I read the book and I reread the book and I've watched countless videos of him being interviewed and waxing eloquent and passing on his wisdom. And I'm not saying there's no value, so don't misunderstand, but I am saying I no longer care. The purposeful, filled life. Find that. Okay, just vomit. And I didn't always feel this way, just like I said. And maybe you're still where I once was, laboring over questions. What's my passion? What's my purpose? Where's my why? What am I afraid of? What's holding me back? These aren't just questions for aspiring entrepreneurs or creatives. These are common questions society asks of everybody. And that includes people like you. That includes people like me, executives, people in charge. Some of the least fulfilled people I know wear successful titles, work in successful organizations, and earn vast sums of money. And they can often be some of the most fear-filled people I know. I used to care, but I stopped caring. And so instead now I say, get in line, because we're all afraid. We're all looking for fulfillment in those moments where it escapes us. That's life. I mean, can you imagine a life without any of those things? Can you imagine a life without fear? Can you imagine a life where every moment is 100% fulfilling, rewarding? No, you can't imagine such a life. For a moment, consider extraordinary. Just think about the word, extraordinary. Why is something extraordinary? Well, because it's not ordinary. It's not average. It's more than that. Because life is mostly average. Because that's what happens most of the time. That includes your feelings, your thoughts, your actions, and just about anything else you can name. Average is, well, average. It's the most common. And also common are all those crazy notions and endless investigations about passion and purpose. I've loved music for as long as I can remember. My son is in his 30s. He's now a dad himself of a daughter and a son. And to this day, when he and I are in the car together and a song from the 80s comes on, he's a fan of that era of music because, well, it's what he grew up listening to. I will frequently ask him, name the band. He's pretty good at it, but I'm better. Not just because I'm into it, because I'm into it and I've been at it longer than he's been at it. I have friends who could care less about music. They're into science fiction. I could care less about science fiction. I don't read it. And other than those mega hits like Star Wars, I don't watch it. It's just not my thing. Call those interests, call them passions. What difference does it make that I'm really into music, but I'm not into science fiction? It doesn't matter. So I no longer care about your passions. Shoot, I barely care about my own. So he tells me that he can't find his purpose. We're sitting across from each other. We're having lunch. He's got two little girls at home. He's got a wife, and I stare at him. And he's known me long enough. He knows that something harsh is coming. But he also knows that I care about him, and he knows it's going to be helpful, or at least I'm going to intend on it being helpful. I can't find my purpose. And I say to him, I don't care that you can't find your purpose. For starters, you act like there's only one out there, somewhere. Well, I can name three for you. I name his wife. I name his two girls. How many more purposes do you need? Yeah, I know. He meant his one big purpose. I still don't care. Mostly because it still doesn't matter. The universe doesn't care about his purpose. Larry Flint built a hustler pornography empire because he's an immoral man with immoral passions. He got rich in the process. Okay, yeah, he got shot and paralyzed too. Steve Jobs helped launch arguably the biggest brand on the planet, Apple. He loved technology. Most of us love Apple stuff. I know I do. Shoot, I bought the very first Mac in 1984. Okay, Steve Jobs, he got rich in the process too. People have earned millions of dollars in illegal drugs, pornography, alcohol, gambling, and other vice-oriented businesses. People have also earned millions of dollars writing self-help books and conducting self-help seminars. Others have earned millions by owning professional sports teams, building cars, or motorcycles, or houses. There are as many passions and purposes as there are people. Okay, well, maybe not that many, but you get the idea. The path to improvement does not ask those questions that seem to so occupy our minds. You aren't reaching your full potential because you don't have answers to those questions. You aren't reaching your full potential because you have answered those questions. If you aren't reaching your full potential, and if your people aren't reaching their full potential, it's not because of any of that crap. It's not because of purpose or passion. It's all because of one thing. Just one thing. You're not doing what you should be doing to get the results you want. Ditto for your people. It's insensitive, you say. Well, I don't think so. Instead, I think the internet, the news media, the rest of society is doing you and me and your team a disservice by helping you neglect what really matters. They're giving you excuses. They're distracting you from the path to real improvement and success. Do something. Take action. Figure things out. And they're doing it. Well, they're doing it for a lot of reasons. Mainly they're doing it because it sells. We all want people to sympathize with us. We want people to reassure us, to tell us it'll be okay. Well, it may not be okay if you don't get off your butt and do something about it. Your boss may fire you if you don't get the job done and better. Your business may fail if you don't get more customers today. Life's hard. It's a grind. No, that's not popular. It's just true. You can fight it all you want. You can keep looking for some pundit to give you a fistful of magic beans, and then you and Jack can climb that beanstalk together. It's a fairy tale. It's fiction. And so here we are, roughly 100 days into the process. It's time for a reality check. Okay, some call it tough love. I care about your results. I care about your success. I lack the power or the ability, frankly, I lack the desire, to cure all that may ail you. Newsflash, there is somebody who can do that, but it's not me. It's you. Are you ready to grind it out? If not, you may as well send me on my way and get back to doing whatever it was you were doing before I showed up. But if you're ready to ramp up the grind and do the work, congratulations. We are starting to make big strides now, and we're going to make bigger strides. First, coming up next, there is another intermission, and it's important that you take advantage of it. It's important that you give me a few minutes to provide me some feedback so that we can move this ship forward faster. Talk to you soon.